I am 69. The 29th of April 2022 to the 28th of April 2023. Over. My Big Fear by Roy Thirlwall. I'm sitting in the kitchen watching the second hand of the big analog clock tick around to midnight as my 69th birthday and my 70th year on Earth begins. Sleep isn't coming any time soon, so I brew the kettle and make myself a mug of tea. Black, no sugar. Happy birthday to me. Sometime later, I find myself on a train, an electric train, travelling from London Fenchurch Street Station to Shrewsbury Ness, Essex. I will then disembark at Southend Central before we get as far as Shrewsbury Ness. This route is known to locals as the Misery Line, ferrying commuters to their working lives in the city. But I'm riding against the tide, heading towards the coast, sitting in the designated quiet carriage. A young lad is kind enough to share his phone conversation with us, his mobile tilted away from his face at roughly 45 degrees. There's going to be a big party tonight. His words are soundtracked by another phone, blaring what I recognise as a Beyoncé song. I look out of the train window at the Thames estuary. Southend Central arrives and the doors of the train swish shut behind me as I make for the exit with my bag and guitar case. It's been a while since I travelled anywhere with a guitar case and I feel vaguely self-conscious. My ticket won't open the barrier for some reason, but the guard ushers me through without checking my credentials and he points me in the direction of my objective. Southend Pier. A few steps takes me to the High Street, with its knuckle-draggers, mouth-breathers and a Liam Gallagher-alike busking under the railway bridge. It only takes a minute to get to the end of the street, past the charity shops, coffee shops, fast-food shops, where I renew my acquaintance with the estuary. From here, I can see Southend Pier reaching out 1.3 miles into the water. The longest pleasure pier in the world. I walk down the hill, past tattoo parlours and novelty shops and reach the entrance to the pier. £5.80 to take the train, return. £5.30 to walk the one way and take the train back the other. Or £1 to walk both ways. I'll walk. The wind is a surprise. On such a mild day, it blows from the west side, down from London, neither hindering nor helping me. I swap the guitar case from one hand to the other several times. The pier train passes me, virtually empty as far as I can see, on its way to the end of the pier. I stop at the signpost, which marks a mile from the shore, and gather myself for the final push. Towards the end of the pier, there's a cafe. It's a makeshift affair. There are Kit Kats, Mars bars, Milky Ways on a trestle table covered with a vinyl cloth. I buy myself a tea for £1, which seems a reasonable price. Black, no sugar, in a styrofoam cup. The girl continues her conversation with her friend as she serves me. I take the tea outside and at the very end of the pier I can see a lifeboat station. In the far distance, out to the east, I can just make out the wind turbines in the sea. For a few minutes I am simply existing with no words in my head. But I don't want to hang around for any longer than I have to, before I might question what I'm about to do. I take a last gulp from the cup and place it in a nearby bin. I lift up the guitar case and rest it on the rail. I unfasten the clasps and open the lid. Inside is a sunburst Gibson 330 semi-acoustic electric guitar. I look down at this beautiful musical instrument. I brush the strings with my thumb. But I can't afford to connect with this object. Not today. Not if I'm to perform the task in hand. I lift the guitar by the neck from the case, which falls from the precarious balance on the rail into the water below. As I hold the guitar behind me, I sense a presence to my right. I turn to see a teenage boy standing a few meters away. I stare at him, saying nothing. He looks back into my eyes. I feel that he instinctively understands the situation. We both know that there is no possible honourable retreat from this moment. He holds my gaze and silently nods. As I swing the guitar, something pulls in my arm and I feel a sudden jolt of pain. But momentum carries the guitar on its trajectory and I release it into the air. I stumble slightly. The boy is now shouting something, but I can't make sense of it, and I turn away from him, looking at nothing. I don't hear the splash of the guitar hitting the water. After a few seconds, I turn back towards the boy. He is gone. I don't remember the walk back to the shore. I don't remember finding my way to the ice cream parlour or Rossi's at the foot of the cliffs. There's a full menu, serving hot food all day. I order a baked potato with beans and cheese, not melted, and a mug of tea, black, no sugar. I sit at a window by the table and look out at the sea. I don't want to think about what I've just done. I look at the other customers. I'm searching for something that might distract me. My food arrives and I eat slowly, tasting nothing. On the 28th of April 2023, I find myself sitting in the kitchen again, an empty mug in front of me. The words to a song come into my head, an old song from the last century. 70 years, it's neither one thing nor the other. My big fear is to dig at last, then have it taken away.
Under We Are All Magic by Stephen Cunningham, with editorial infringements by The Elderly Gentleman, Bold Typeface, and Scissor Man. After the social and mental efforts required by us all during COVID lockdown, imposed on us by the world's elite, who, it seems, apparently excluded themselves from the strict rules set upon the global nation of us humans, I myself, the elderly gentleman, who was christened this title by a lovely omelette lady, was ready to hand the world, or those who care about my writings and my particular nuance of art, which I had gathered in my grey matter during this period. I shan't go into the particulars of my various projects. You all know I make soup, bake cakes, construct beds, hold evenings for lovely humans to view my scissor man, and listen to my words. Those who care to listen and are able to attend. Like everyone, I was now as free as a bird again. What a feeling! For many, it was not, of course, and I feel deeply for those who are still recovering from COVID and the mental strain of lockdown, vaccines, and lies from our government, who are supposed to protect us. Boris Johnson's cheese and wine party, whilst our Queenie sat alone at her husband's funeral, told a lot of us a lot of things, etc., etc. Reaching the scissorman age of 69, who would have thought that I am here? Writing my books for those who scissorman read and scissorman evenings, I think fills the time as I stopped making scissorman in 1982 with the accomplice. Scissorman, scissorman. As in, we all need something to fill our time. It is either this or the local bowling club. I mean, I love the sound of the balls clunking and clicking at a bowling club. It was the sound of my childhood while lying in bed waiting for sleep to come, along with the rooks coming home to rest. Scissorman, scissorman, scissorman. So, what a year. I write this from 29th April 2022, as time flies towards the 28th of April 2023, as in those 80 years and 10. The world has gone bonkers. Was it never always bonkers anyway? Scissorman, scissorman, scissorman. Do I care I made Scissorman in the 80s and early 90s with Scissorman? Do I feel privileged? At 69, I still have the mindset I did from the mid-80s. What the fuck is going on? Who the hell can answer this? No one. No one knows or Scissorman. We go about our life, trying to be nice, respectful, and kind to others, whilst finding time to do what we personally love, Scissorman. I wake in the morning. Who the fuck am I? I relate as the elderly gentleman, Tenzing Scott Brown. Why? Am I bored of being Bill Drummond? Scissorman, scissorman, scissorman. Of course I am compared to our war veterans sleeping on the streets, but how do I keep my scissorman for producing words and what I think is scissorman? Why do people scissorman to it? Am I using my scissorman, scissorman to keep people interested? Are they interested in my words, signs, etc., and know nothing about my scissorman, scissorman? Did I not used to be in that band of Z-list celebrities? Maybe they should invite me in one of those celeb shows. Dancing on Thin Ice. Or was that the name of the album Scissorman never released? Maybe I should eat bugs with Ant and Dec. Love Island for the over 70s? Why are the UK public so enthralled with this mind-numbing shite? Soaps? Oh, don't get me started. People who watch this shite on mainstream TV have absolutely no mind of their own. They even discuss the show's details in the shop the next day. What the fuck is going on? Some scissorman, one once shouted. No bloody wonder. Anyway, not to slag the normal British public, I shall leave it at that and hope I never receive a letter to participate in a minor Z-list TV show. Although I think I'd make a Scissorman contestant. I was part of that band, the SSS. Some reckon it stood for Scissorman, Scissorman and Scissorman. I think this has stuck with me as my Scissorman under the Spaghetti Junction and in various places is not exactly Scissorman abiding, is it? Graffiti is looked on as Scissorman in some eyes and Scissorman in others. Probably why I chose to continue my love of this. 69 is just a number, right? The right number for me right now. We are all young at heart, or should be, to remain happy and sane in this world where we are dictated to by what they want us to do. Brainwashing BBC, ITV, news programs, you get my drift. If not, then this book is clearly not for you. So go and stick Emmerdale or Corey or even the BBC News on the telly and get back to what you think real life is, the truth and what matters. As it happens, I have never aspired to be young at heart, and I have definitely never wasted my time searching for happiness. I don't care. I'm 69. And I don't blame anyone but myself. If you start blaming the government or the BBC, you may as well throw in the towel. I mean, it is all down to you to make the difference. I mean, if you were to start blaming Boris or Thatcher or Blair or whoever is in power, when you are reading this, you have already lost. It is always too easy to blame those in power. I didn't much care when I was 29 either, or 9, if I'm being truthful. 9 or thereabouts is an age when humans come to find themselves. I don't conform now and didn't back then, although my rebel thoughts are still there. Actioning them is not. I can't be frickin' arsed. I just want a cheese omelette, chips and beans, and cup of tea, black, no sugar. Perhaps take up fly-fucking fishing. A suggestion from someone I've never met or likely to, but seems to like my scissorman and scissorman. Good on 'em. Must be better entertainment than Corey, then.
Delete that last paragraph from your mind. I have never attempted to not conform. I have never aspired to being the rebel. I mean, rebels are just something to be commodified and sold back to those that are too scared to actually do whatever it is they should be doing. What are you rebelling against? What have you got? It was all there laid out at the birth of the teenager some time back in the early 50s, and they have been flogging it to each generation ever since.
I hope to live a lot more years. I love life, and every day waking up, and even going for said cheese, omelette, chips and beans. We are all magic. We just need to realise it and embed it into our hearts. The truth is, I don't give a shite if I drop dead tomorrow or next week. As long as I get to the end of writing these words and hit send on them first, I won't even read them first before pushing the button. We all have shite days, weeks, months, years. I started microdosing psilocybin. Yes, magic mushrooms, as a way to keep me on an even keel and away from big pharma SSRIs. We all have times when we need a bit of a nudge to say, it's all gonna be all right. Famous words from my gran.
And fuck that last paragraph as well. If you take illegal drugs, even free ones, you are just giving in to the man. The more illegal drugs you take, even the free ones, the less of a threat you are to the man.
I hope this final 1,000 words in this book has triggered for those who feel that sense of, I'm lost, I'm useless, I'm ugly, etc., etc., because you are not. We are all magic in our own ways, and no one is perfect, not even Brad Pitt or most of the A-list Hollywood stars. Just learn to love yourself, breathe and love life as you are magic. See? I'm not a big grumpy Scottish guy after all. Peace. and Tenzing Scott Brown and Scissor Man and the elderly gentleman can go and fuck themselves as well.
A Troubled Dream and the Unpaid Debts by Saul Taylor. And it rains. And the cold drifts through my clothes and eats me away so that I cannot shake free from its terror. I am on the verge of being overwhelmed, but I must continue to work, and the heat from my labour moves me forwards. And I am tired. And I carry these bags that are full of my things, the family and friends, the awards and accolades, the dirt and disease of a collected life. And the bags are so very heavy on my arms that I cannot see to lift them anymore. And I am on a list. And the people that came before me are slowly disappearing. And the people behind me are increasing in number. I do not know these people, but I must go on. I cannot stop. And the circling rhythm that yawns and fades and returns in a great arc surrounds me so that I am protected from the rain and thoughts and the knowledge of the list. And the rain and rhythm and the bags and the queue are there with me. And I must take my place, and I must play my part. And I do. And the people before me have long gone, and the people behind me will one day be gone too. And I am gone. I am afraid. I am cold and alone. And I am left with the unanswered questions and the unpaid debts.